Praise the Lord, dear brothers and sisters.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，赞美神。
Thank you, dear brother Elliot, for such a prayer from your heart.
我们也感谢 Elliot 弟兄从心里面出来的这个祷告。
And we all have said Amen to it.
而且我们都开口说了阿们。
As Lord laid upon my heart the hymn, it was blessing me tremendously.
当神把这首诗歌摆在我心里的时候，极大的祝福了我。
And I was thankful to the Lord for the sweet reminder that this hymn is one of the favorite hymns of our dear brother Dale.
那也提醒我，就是这首诗歌是我们亲爱的 Dale 弟兄最喜爱的诗歌之一。
And throughout the ages, this hymn has blessed and strengthened and glorified the Lord.
在世世代代里面，这首歌来祝福了，来扶持了，而且让神得了荣耀。
In my entire life, for the first time, me and Daisy, we have experienced the power of prevailing prayers.
在我跟 Daisy 的这一生里面，最近的这一年，我们特别的经历了那个祷告里面的得胜。
Though there was not such a need for us in our lifetime where one should pray with unity.
在我们的生命里面，应该有这样一个时刻，我们是合一的来祈求祷告。
But Lord ushered us into that which was so dangerous, which was so crucial, and without the prayers of the saints, we cannot prevail.
而且我们进到的那个境况是如此的危险，甚至是致命的。如果没有圣徒们的祷告，那我们是不可能从那里面胜过的。
And first time we have experienced this once again, that our Lord is a Lord of timing.
而且第一次我们经历到我们的神是时间掌控的神。
He never does anything haphazardly.
他不会说只把事情做到一半。
With great eternal plan and eternal purpose, He does everything.
在他永恒的这个计划，在他永远的旨意里面，他做成每一件事。
And as we decided, or as it was laid upon our hearts by the good Lord to go to India in the prime time of the COVID in India specifically.
当神把这个意念摆在我们里面，我们根据这个意念做了决定到印度去的时候，那个时候正是印度这个新冠病毒最猖狂的时候。
We had great peace in our heart.
在我们的心里有极大的平安。
But elsewhere, everywhere, even in India, people's hearts were at unrest.
但是在周围，尤其在印度那里，每个人的心里面都是那个不安宁。
Believers here and there, they had questions about our going.
不管我们去到哪里，都有这个疑问，就是下面该怎么样。
But as we were waiting on the Lord last year, on the 1st, 2nd, and the 3rd of January, Lord spoke to us to set apart the time in prayer.
然后当那个去年开始的1月1号、2号、3号那三天的时候，神就让我们说，你们就等候，在这一段时间，你们单单来祷告。
And me and Daisy just went to Galveston Island and spent this quality time, 3 days time in the presence of the Lord.
在那一段我跟Daisy, 我们是去到 Galveston, 在那里来花一段时间，家庭我们一起。
And there Lord started laying before us, declaring to us His plan He has for our lives.
然后就在那里，神把他在我们生活生命里面要做的那个计划告诉了我们。
And revealed unto us the clear cut plan, what we must do and how we must march only at the drumbeats of the Lord Jesus, who is the commander in chief.
然后就在那里告诉我们，我们必须要去做的事情，而且告诉我们要在神的那个指挥下面，要在他的鼓声响起的时候来跟随。
Though we had 10 years tourist visa for India,
我们有那个两年回印度的签证。
But Indian government don't wanted to recognize that and to allow us to go to India.
但是印度政府却不来来承认这样的签证，他们不想我们回印度。
So first time we heard about such a provision which is called OCI card.
然后第一次我们听说有这么一个卡叫做 OCR。
OCI, Overseas Citizens of India.
哦，就是印度的海外公民。
And we heard that if we have that, then we can go to India and government cannot stop us.
然后我们就听说，如果你有那张卡的话，那印度政府就不能阻挡我们回到印度。
And we started the preparation, lengthy and tedious work online.And then within 2 months, we obtained that OCI card.
然后我们就开始来在这个上面很麻烦的事情要在网上申请，但经过了很多年日，两个月之后，我们拿到了这个 OCI card.
We never wanted to remain dependent on the providential circumstances.
那我们不想只是在那个已经预备好的环境里面来跟随神。
Many times and most of the time, enemy the devil uses this providential circumstances and situations to mislead God's people.
有的时候甚至撒旦要用那个外面的这些好像似乎看来是预备好的来迷惑神的儿女。
But we wanted to be found in the center of the Lord's perfect will.
但是我们所要求的就是要在神完全的旨意里面让他来成就。
And initially, as some of you heard about our desire to go to India, started praying and supporting us in prayer.
然后在开始的时候，有弟兄姐妹听到我们想回印度的这个心愿之后，就开始了祷告。
On 17th of April, we landed in India.
然后在4月17号，我们就在印度着陆了。
And the scripture portion which has been on my heart from the beginning,I would like to share with you.
那在从起头的时候，神摆在我里面的那个章节，我现在跟大家分享。
And this is not my words. The great missionary Paul or the apostle, great apostle Paul has spoken this or written this to the Corinthians.
这不是我的话，这是那个神所使用最伟大的宣教士保罗。他在圣灵里面所写下来的。
Would you please turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 16?
那我们大家一起翻到哥林多前书第九章十六节。
1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 16.
第九节十六第九章十六节。
That we read, Paul has written,For though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory of. For necessity is laid upon me. Yea, woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel.
我传福音原没有可夸的，因为我是不得已的。若不传福音，我便有祸了。
Me and Daisy, we are so thankful to the Lord that we could attest ourselves, our lives to this scripture portion, a precious scripture portion in 1 Corinthians chapter 9.
那我和 Daisy 非常感恩，因为神把我们跟这节这么宝贵的章节连在一起。
We have nothing to glory about or of.
因为我们没有什么可夸的。
For the necessity was laid upon our hearts.
因为我是不得已。
And then the most important part, woe unto us if we, as the best team, not go to India for the furtherance of His kingdom.
那而且更重要的、最重要的就是，如果我们不去印度为着他国度的话，那我们真的是有祸了。
And I was talking to some people, where they were asking some questions, and I said, it never happens overnight.
然后我就遇到一些人，他们问我关于这件事，我告诉他们，不是说一转眼过夜就成就的事情。
For 32 years plus life with the Lord, Lord prepared me and Daisy for this time.
在我跟 Daisy 32年的 在主里面的生活里面，神一直在那里准备我们，预备我们，为着这一次。
Vaccination became a big question to us from others.
那尤其别人问到的就是，你们有没有打疫苗？
And that time in humility we had an excuse that, oh, now we don't have enough time to take these two vaccines one after another.
然后在谦卑里面我们就告诉对方没有时间可以让我们去打这两次的疫苗针。
And as if they forgave us for that.
而且他们呢也感谢神他们也原谅了我们。
So here we arrived, it's a long story, while as we started from here, what happened and how the Lord revealed himself and went before us.
刚才我提到了从这里开始要讲的话就是神怎么样向我们来启示然后我们怎么样去到那里。
But we won't go into that detail.
但我却不想跟大家来讲很多细节。
Question was whether we will have to quarantine in Ahmedabad, India.
那问题就是我们要不要在 Ahmedabad, 印度的这个城市里面来隔离。
And some said, it is obvious, brother, you have not taken, you are not fully vaccinated, and you must quarantine in India.
然后别人就说，弟兄，这是很明显的事情，因为你没有打全那些疫苗针，所以在印度那个地方你应该先隔离。
But Lord removed it entirely.
但是神却把这些都挪走了。
Early morning, 4:30, we landed, and by 7:30, we were in Daisy's hometown, Bhavnagar.
然后我们4:30飞机降落之后，7:30我们就去到 Daisy 的家乡，那个城市叫 Hamnagar.
This was our first long missionary kind of trip.
这个是我们第一次这么长的一个宣教的旅程。
We have been to Mexico twice, and then in England and in Canada for the mission work and gospel preaching.
我们曾经有过这样传福音的旅程，比如去过墨西哥两次，去过英国，也去过加拿大。
But the Lord laid upon our hearts to stay in India for at least 6 months.
但是神摆在我们的心里的负担就是要在印度起码在那里6个月。
And I must go quickly. I was online for maybe 20 plus hours during those 2 months to look for the right place, right dwelling place for us in India.
那我要说的是，我曾经花个很多时间，超过20个小时，在网上来找在印度我们落脚的地方，怎么样去安排。
Especially, I was considering a little bit ease or a little bit comfort for Daisy.
尤其我在想让姐妹 Daisy 能够有一个比较舒适的地方。
As first time we will have to have a kitchen and she must be working in it.
那我想到的第一件事就是应该有一个厨房她可以在那里面来做工。
Usually we used to travel a lot in India, but we were guests those days.
那经常我们在印度的旅行呢只不过是一个旅客而已。
We were enjoying great hospitality and we had all freedom to move around wherever we want.
我们享受当地的招待而且很自由的从这个地方旅游到另外一个地方。
Time was never been a problem during those visits.
在旅行的里面这个时间从来不是我们要考虑的事情。
But this time, all the logistics of our living, as we live in US, we had to leave for 6 months in India.
那在这一次的话因为在那边有六个月时间所以在美国所有的这些生活习惯后勤里面 所包括的事情在印度也要提供了。
Extreme, I'm sorry, brother. Extreme hot weather.
而且在那边非常炎热的天气。
Daisy was telling, oh, our children tells in US that we must go to gym and do some exercise to sweat.
然后 Daisy 就说我们的孩子们在美国跟我们讲要去那个健身房去流汗去运动。
But here we are sweating constantly non-stop.
就说在美国的话你要去健身房才流汗但是在那边的话你只要在那里的话就不止的流汗。
Daisy's cousin is in air conditioning business, so he put one AC in our bedroom.
那Daisy 他的那个表兄或者表弟是在空调的这个行业里面，他就给了我们一个空调器。
But the rest of the apartment or the flat had no air conditioning.
哦，只在我们那个房间装了一台，那其他的地方都没有空调。
So many things to talk about, how we suffered and all those things, but it is not necessary.
其实还有很多可以讲我们当时受了多少苦，但其实没有必要提这些事。
First time we learned how to fetch the milk, how to fetch vegetables from the third floor.
首先我们学的就是怎么样从三楼把那个牛奶啊还有那些蔬菜啊从底下要拉上来。
Because of the COVID, we cannot go out, we shut up ourselves for 2 months.
因为这个新冠这个病毒，所以我们有2个月时间是要封闭在那个地方。
And they will bring these vegetables and necessary things, and we have a bag with the string, and we have to just pull it up.
所以那些必需品呢，就是要放在一个袋子里面，我们就用一个绳子从楼上把这个袋子提上来。
Keep account of the milkman, how many bags he gave and when he gave.
然后我们还要在那里记录这个送牛奶的人送了多少袋的牛奶呢
？I want to create a light atmosphere in the very beginning.
Very
easy.Environment.
我在开始的时候想创造一个比较安松的舒适的环境。
Because as you have heard about India, the time was very bad.
大家也许都听闻了，在那个时候，在印度，那个时间是非常的艰难的。
Death was all around us.
在我们周围都是死亡来围绕。
People were dying left and right.
在左边，在右边都有人死去。
And from the balcony, we can see this mourning and commotion everywhere, all around us.
在我们房间看出去，都可以看到那些哀痛，那些悲伤，就是那些怀念死去的家人。
Some families lost 3 people, from them.
有的家庭甚至一下子失去3个成员。
One after another.
一个接着一个。
We also lost some relatives.
而且我们的亲戚之中也有人
We also lost some dear believers in other cities.
甚至在其他的城市，我们亲爱的信神的主里的弟兄姐妹也失去生命。
And I felt it is very good if I can show some pictures which has some testimonies.
那我想在这里跟大家分享一些照片，这些都是见证。
This is maybe less than 5% footage.We could capture because we were extremely busy giving the gospel and giving the hope which is found in our Lord Jesus among the Hindus and among the believers.
Yeah, 那我们现在给大家所展示的只是我们所拍下的音像里面的5%而已，因为我们在那里非常的忙碌，来传福音，来把这个从神来的安慰带给周围的人。
And I firmly believe in this that Lord never took to India just for anybody or everybody everywhere. He never took us to India just for anybody or anybody anywhere.
我相信神带我们回去并不是要来接触到印度那里的每个地方的每一个人。
But wherever we went,There were specific people, specific families in the heart of the Lord.
但是在每一个地方都有在神心里面所纪念的那个特定的人、特定的家庭。
Even people from other countries were on the heart of our Lord Jesus.
甚至在外国每一个国家的人都在神的心里面。
Because Lord knew that they are going to go from their country to India.
因为神知道会有一些人会从外地要带回到印度那里。
Here we see this slide, this picture of our friend.
大家看到的这个是我们的朋友。
Who lives in Canada.
他是在加拿大生活的。
And when we go there, this is, they are Hindus, they are gospel friends, and she says with her husband, make our home your headquarters and launch your ministry, your service from our home everywhere.
然后他就 跟我们讲，就是说我在这里的家就是你们传福音的总部。他自己其实是一个印度教徒。
And we have ministered unto the entire family so dearly.
然后我们就在如此亲密的关系里面向他们来宣道。
She went to India for her son's wedding.
她到印度是为了她儿子的婚礼。
Her son was soon going to join her from Canada.
而且她的儿子很快就要到加拿大跟她在一起了。
She and her husband went to one city at their relative's place.
然后她与她的丈夫呢就去到印度的一个城市。
And as they started shopping and other preparation for the wedding, she got COVID.
当他们在那里来购物为这个婚礼预备的时候就得了新冠肺炎。
And it was so critical that they had to move her from one big city to another bigger city.
然后这个情况非常紧急，他们就把这个人从一个大的城市来转移到更大的城市，为了能够得到医疗的这个康复。
On the very last day in US, we received the phone call from her daughter from Canada.
然后当我们去印度之前的那个最后一天的时候，就收到她的女儿在加拿大给我们打的电话。
And we parked up a car and prayed with her.
然后我们就把车停下来与她的女儿一起来祷告。
And as soon as we landed in India, another phone call came that now she is taken to another city.
然后我们到了印度之后收到的第一通电话就告诉我们她已经被转移到印度的另外一个城市了。
Where her situation was very critical.
因为她的那个情况是非常非常的紧急。
It was good that she was in a private hospital.
那感谢神，他是在一个私人的医院里面得治疗。
Sister, would you please go to the next?
那我们看下一张照片。
We started having some conversation with her daughter.
我们就开始与她的女儿有一些交谈。
And the next slide, please.
下面一张。
And then.As we started praying, the only daughter, she also flew from Canada to India.
当我们祷告的时候，因为她是这个女儿是唯一的女儿，就从加拿大飞到印度。
And she wanted to know whether my mom's life is secure or safe.
然后这个女儿想知道的就是我妈妈的生命，有没有在一个安全的里面。
And as we prayed, we could reply to her, yes.Your mom's life is now out of danger.
然后我们就说对，在祷告的里面，你的妈妈现在已经脱离危险了。
And within 10 days, she could fully recover and go back home.
而且在十天之内，她就完全的恢复，而且可以回家了。
In between this, they canceled the wedding of her son.
然后在这个过程里面，他们取消了儿子的婚礼。
But the Lord had already spoken to them through us.And after a few days, they said, no, we will have wedding as we prayed with them.
哦，然后借着我们向他们所传的这些信息，他们最后做了一个决定，就说这个婚礼还是照常的进行。
Next slide, please.
因为我们与他们一起祷告
过。This is some conversation whether she is safe.
这里面就是一些交谈，就是问到这个妈妈有没有脱离危险。
Yes, yeah.And then I had one picture somewhere of the celebration of their wedding. But they had a wonderful wedding in her hometown.
那我还应该还有一个照片就是讲到这个美好的婚礼就是在他们的家乡举行的。
So it has been a powerful testimony in front of them, not only them, but the entire family that Lord Jesus answers the prayers.
所以这是何等的一个见证，不光是他们的整个家庭都可以看到神的见证。
Yes, this is the celebration part of it.
这个就是庆贺的时候。
This is the son of that sister.
那这个就是那个姐妹的儿子。
So it had a good ending.
所以这个事情的结局是一个快乐的结局。
And next slide quickly, please.
下面一个。
We lost...A very legendary two dear sisters who served in the ministry of dear brother Buck Singh from their youth.
在那里我们失去了两个非常亲爱的姐妹， 他们是与巴信弟兄在年轻的时候就一起同工的。
They remained unmarried. They stepped out together to serve the Lord.
这两个姐妹，她们一同决定一生来单身，来服侍神。
Dear brother Raghu is not here, but he would have treasured this. He told me, he sent me a message. He sent a message with me rather to when I meet them, these two dear aunties, greet them on his behalf.
如果 Ravu 弟兄在的话，他一定很宝贵这张照片，因为当我回去印度的时候， Ravu 弟兄专门的跟我讲，如果你与这两位姐妹见面的时候，把我的问候带给他们。
Because when dear brother Raghu was baptized, one of the sister gave him the Bible as a gift.
因为当 Ravu 弟兄当时受浸的时候，就是两位姐妹其中的一个在她受浸之后把一个圣经作为礼物送给她。
Both of them are from my state, Gujarat state, but they for lifetime remain with dear brother Baksing in Hebron, Hyderabad.
那这两位姐妹原来是跟我在同一个地方，但后来因为跟巴信弟兄在一起，所以他们去了另外的一个地方。
I could not meet them.
我其实没有遇见他们。
Their name is Saudamini and Mandakini.
他们的名字是 Saudamini Mandakini.
Mandakini, yeah.
Mandakini.
And just few hours apart, they died because of COVID one after another.
那跟大家讲的就是因为这个新冠肺炎，他们一位接着一位去世了。
Rather, they were promoted to glory.
但是他们其实是被提升到荣耀里。
On the very same night, next slide, would you please?
下面一张。
No, not this.
不是这个。
Before that.
在这个之前的一张。
Yes. This is Daisy's cousin. First cousin.
这个是 Daisy 姐妹的表兄。
And her husband was a wonderful, wonderful believer.
是表姐。那她的丈夫是一个非常美好的一位信徒。
And just these two sisters died on the very night. Early in the morning, around 3:30, 4 o'clock, he also went to be with the Lord.
当刚才提到的两位姐妹在早晨三点半左右去世的时候，那这位亲爱的弟兄也因着新冠去世了。
They waited for 15 hours for ambulance to come and pick him up to the hospital.
他们等候了15个小时，希望这个救护车可以把他带到医院。
And then there was a crisis because of the oxygen.
因为在那个时候氧气的供应有困难。
And then he was promoted to glory.
然后他也被提到荣耀里。
Next slide.
下面一张。
This is another precious brother who is a Muslim convert.
这又是另外一位美好的信徒，他是从穆斯林教徒转成基督徒的。
His wife was a testimony unto him for entire life.
他的妻子也是他一生的一个见证。
And she taught him so much from the Bible.
这个妻子就教导这个丈夫许多圣经上的话语。
But when he becomes sick, as if he lost his mind.
但是当这个丈夫得病之后，他的心思就比较失去了这个他的心思。
He started so many medicines. At short distance in a day.
因为在短短的一天之内给了他很多的药物，让他开始不正常了，甚至。
And then finally he was admitted in the hospital.
那最后他是被带到医院里。
And this auntie called us that we may speak to him.
然后这个姐妹就打电话给我们，让我们再跟这个丈夫在电话上可以交谈。
And since last 3-4 months he was totally backslidden.
其实在最后的这一段时间这个丈夫的神志可能都不清了。
He will not listen to nobody.
而且他不再听别人的那些讲话。
But we had developed some good relationship in the past with him.
但是在过去的年日里面我们跟他的关系非常的好。
This picture I took 3 years back when we visited them.
那这张照片是在三年前我们回去探亲的时候跟他们照的。
And so,As he came on the phone for 20 minutes, we ministered, or the Spirit of the Lord started ministering unto him.
然后我当我们打电话给他的时候，后来我们有 有两个小时的时间 ,two hours?
20 minutes.
20 minutes, 哦。有二十分钟的时间再跟他来传讲神的话。
He kept completely, quiet.
然后他在那里非常安静的听。
And we had all the privilege to just pour our heart into his heart.
那神给我们有这样一个机会，有这样一个权利，把我们的心打开，完全倾倒给他。
Through many, many scriptures, Lord started strengthening his faith.
然后借着神自己的这些话语跟章节来，来在那里扶持他。
And on the second or the third day, again, his wife asked us to talk to him.
然后在第二天、第三天，妻子都来，来请求我们跟他来交谈。
And he continued receiving, the ministry from us.
而且他也持续的来接受神，借着我们给他的服事。
And within 10 minutes, he went to be with the Lord.
然后在一次交谈之后，十分钟之内，他就离世与主同在。
Only 3 people could go for his burial.
在他安葬的时候，只有三个人能够参加。
Next slide, please.
下面一张。
Before that, I must give one more testimony. I don't have a picture. In Daisy's family, her cousin's son married a Hindu girl.
那在我讲这张之前，我先讲另外一个见证，就是 Daisy 她的表兄弟里面有一个人的女儿是与另外一个人结婚，那个人是印度教徒。
And she already received the Lord Jesus as her Savior.
但这个女孩子她已经接受了主，成为她的救主。
But her parents were still Hindus.
但是这个女孩子的父母还是印度教徒。
And so her dad was admitted in the hospital because of COVID.
然后这个女孩子的父亲就因为新冠住院了。
We could not have any opportunity to talk to him.
我们就没有机会与这个父亲来交谈。
But as our arrival's news spread there, they started asking us to talk to her mom.
然后当我们到达的消息传开之后，就有人让我们与这个女孩子的母亲来交谈。
Two times we could talk to her.
然后我们就有两次机会。
The last time when we spoke to her, we could tell the gospel in its entirety.
然后在第二次与这个母亲交谈的时候，我们可以把福音全备的传给她。
She also had already the symptoms.
那个时候，这个母亲也开始有症状了。
And she was huffing and puffing while I was talking to him.
然后在我跟他交谈的时候，这个母亲就一直在那里喘气。
But I felt in my spirit, and Daisy was right on my side praying for her, and I told her, "Stop this."
然后就在我的心里，也在 Daisy 在我旁边在祷告的扶持里面，我们心里面就有个意念，就是说停止这样的那个气喘。
And miraculously, Lord helped her to stop and have her peace.
然后突然之间神就帮助他，让他的气喘停止了，整个人安静下来。
And we spoke to her about the love of the Lord Jesus.
然后我们就可以跟他来讲这个主耶稣基督的爱。
More than 25-30 minutes conversation with her.
那个时候有超过25分钟，大概半小时的时间。
And finally, she confessed her sins and received the Lord Jesus in her heart.
然后最后的时候，她就承认了自己的罪，而且接受耶稣基督进到她自己的心里。
Within few hours, she also was admitted in the hospital.
然后在这个之后几个小时，她也住院了。
The husband died, and then she also died.
然后丈夫去世之后，她也去世了，在医院里。
The cousin's wife lost both her parents.
所以这个女孩子失去了她的父母。
And like this, many, many, many testimonies we have, just before people, Hindus especially, died, they received the Lord Jesus as we shared the gospel with them.
所以有许多许多这样的例子，在我们在那里传福音的时候，很多次就是这些印度教徒，他们接受了主，然后主把他们带走。
And this is not just our work, this is all of our work.
这不光只是我的一个工作，这是大家一起的同工。
As you all were uniting your hearts and praying in one accord, Lord answered your prayers and our prayers.
当我们这样同心的来祈求的时候，主他答应了你们的祷告，也答应了我们的祷告。
What I'm to talk about this old man and her husband, it is going to blow your mind.
那我下面要讲的关于这个老人的故事，那你一定会很惊奇。
And we will always desire and treasure the prayer support of other believers.
我们经常非常的宝贵其他信徒的代祷。
This is the husband, and the next slide, please.
这个是一位丈夫。
No, previous.
向前。
Previous. There's a video there. No.
是一个那个
no, on the other
音像。
Side.Yes, maybe.
应该是这个吧。
No, anyway. Go back to that picture of that old man, if you please.
好、yes. 我们回到这张照片。
Yeah, before that there is a video.
在这个之前应该有一个短的视频。
So let me continue as they find this video. Man died, and Daisy's mom took me and Daisy to this family. Yes.
Oh, 找到了。
Yeah. You can play that.So, we went there, to just comfort the family.
是 Daisy 的母亲请求我们，跟，到老人家的那边去，来安慰他们。
And this old lady and her husband.
这个老的妇人跟她的丈夫。
Anyway, yes, this is good enough. So,As we went there, this lady who lost her son-in-law was there.
然后当我们去到的时候，这个老的妇人，她的女婿已经去世了。
And she started telling, "Since I have heard that you have arrived from America to preach the gospel, I have been praying for you."
然后她就说跟我们讲，当我听到你们从美国来传福音的时候，那一刻我就开始为你们祷告了。
And she said, "I never knew where you must be traveling or going, and what parts of India, but I was praying for you."
我不知道你会去印度的哪一个地方，但是我一直在为你祷告。
And then she mentioned one more thing.
然后她又告诉我们一件事。
I freshly remember 20 plus years back, you came into our village, and in the church building, you showed the Left Behind series, which is a gospel preaching video.
然后我还记得20多年前你到了我们的那个村子里面，在村子的教会里面你放了一个视频，是关于那个被提之后的那些事，借着这个来向我们传福音。
I had totally forgot about this.
我已经完全不记得这件事了。
And I was wonderstruck to see her memory that she remembers us and prays for us since then.
然后我感谢神，因为原来在那个之后她就记得了我们，而且一直为我们来代祷。
Another thing she shared that I have my time with the Lord from 3 a.m. to 5:30 a.m.
然后她就告诉我，我每天早上3点到5点是与神在一起的时间。
I have not met this kind of believers so far.
在我生命里面很少见到像他这样的基督徒。
And she says the Lord wakes me up at 3 o'clock and I have this prayer time before the Lord.
然后他就说每天早上三点神把我叫起来，然后就在祷告里面来与他亲密。
And sometimes when I am very tired and cannot wake up at 3 o'clock, Lord has aprovision to wake me up.
然后他就说有的时候我非常的疲惫不想起来的时候，神就预备了一些事情让我可以醒来。
Lord has commanded one small bird to wake me up if I am asleep at 3 o'clock.
如果我在三点还在那里昏睡的时候，神有的时候会预备 bird
yeah.
预备一个雀鸟。
This bird will make a lot of noise until she wakes up.
然后这个鸟就在早上三点，就非常的吵，用这个噪音把它叫醒。
And then she will allot some time in singing.
然后有的时候是借着唱歌唱。
And she leaves, and her husband leaves maybe 15 minutes away, a walking distance from the whole town.
她跟她的丈夫所生活的地方是与那个城镇大概走路有15分钟的距离。
And in the village, people are blessed to hear her singing.
哦，在那个村子里面的城镇里面的人非常的蒙福，可以听到这个姐妹早上的唱诗。
In this video, she also mentions about Daisy's mom.
在这个视频里面，其实她提到 Daisy 姐妹的母亲。
I could see her heart was overwhelmed with thanksgiving and gratitude.Towards Daisy's mom for the way in which for year after year she has helped them and supported them.
那我可以感受到她心里面那个止不住的感激是向着 Daisy 的母亲，因为 Daisy 的姐妹的母亲很多年一直在照顾她，来提携她。
Next slide, please.
下面一张。
Yes, yes.
You can
go to 3 minute mark, 3 minutes.
把这个视频快进到三分钟的时候。
Anyway, in this short video, the lady, me, Daisy, and Daisy's mom went to minister unto her. She is old neighbor of Daisy's mom.
然后在那个视频里面是这样的，我跟 Daisy 还有 Daisy 的妈妈，我们到了这个妇人的那里面，向她来传福音。
And while talking to her, she could not hear very clearly, so she will rest her arms and head on her walker and pay attention to what I had to speak.
然后因为她的身体的状况呢，听不太清，所以她就在她的那个辅助的那个上面就整个人倾斜过来，用耳朵接近我，想听我在讲什么。
And she will point to her gods and goddesses in this video. I have recorded that.
然后他就在这个视频里面，就指向他以前的那些神。
And when she will talk about their gods, says, "Oh, Jesus is one of them."
然后他就说，耶稣可能就是这神里面其中的一位而已。
And among this kind of problems.Still, the truth of the Lord prevailed.
就算在这样的情形里面，神的话也得胜了。
Yeah, we can go to the next slide. It's fine.
那再下一张。
Yes. Yes. Let it roll. In the next video, there's a man who is mentally not very sound.
在下面一个视频呢，有一个男人，他的精神其实不是那么正常。
And they are from a Catholic background.
他们其实是天主教的背景。
And when we presented the gospel, both the lady and her brother received the Lord.
然后当我们传福音的时候，这个妇人跟她的那个兄弟都接受了福音，信主了。
And when we inquired about their parents who recently died,
然后我们就问到他们的父母，因为他们的父母刚刚去世。
They live their life in Catholic way of believing.
然后他们的整个生活呢，就是在那个天主教的背景里面。
Okay, we can stay there. Just stop there. Yeah.So, they received the Lord Jesus.
然后他们就接受了主耶稣。
And about their parents, they told that Daisy's uncle Noel, who served the Lord full time for a lifetime, led both of them to the Lord many, many years back.
然后就提到他们的父母在许多年前因为 Daisy 的那个叔叔是全世界服侍神的，跟他们传了福音，所以他们信了主。
And I felt very strong when the Lord led us to this young people.
然后神就给我一个极强的负担，就是与这一对年轻的夫妻来交通。
That day, Lord fulfilled His promise. If you will believe in Jesus, you will be saved and your household.
然后在那一天，就在他们家成就了这句话，就是你和你家都当信主，就必得救。
In the next slide, we see, you might have seen this man with that measuring tape.
下面一张照片可能你可以看到的，就是有一个人，他身上有一个量的那个尺。
And he is a tailor.
他是一个裁缝。
And so Daisy needed some tailoring work.
Daisy 姐妹呢，那时候就需要一些裁剪的那个需要。
And in her hometown, the entire small street is for tailoring work.
哦，然后在她的家乡里面，整个一条街上面的人所做的职业都是裁缝。
40 plus tailors on one street on both the sides of the street.
就在这条小的街两边有超过40个裁缝。
And our prayer always was, lead us, O Lord, to the right person.
然后我们向着神的祷告就是，神啊，你把我们带到那个合适的人面前。
Whose heart and whose mind may be open to the gospel.
那个人的心还有他的心思都已经打开，能够预备接受福音。
And here we enter into this street, and we were walking, and Lord led Daisy to one the shop.
然后我们就在这条街上走的时候，神就把 Daisy 带到其中的一个商店里面。
And there we went and started talking to him.
然后那个时候我们就开始与这个裁缝交谈。
And we met maybe 5-6 times. At his workplace.
然后我们就后来还有五六次的机会在他工作的地方跟他见面。
Gave the gospel to him.
然后把福音传给他。
But more wonderful was this, that we found out that he knew some of Daisy's relatives.
然后非常奇妙的就是，原来这个人他认识 Daisy 的一些亲戚。
And Lord gave us many opportunities to present the gospel to him.
然后神就给了我们很多的机会把福音来传讲给他。
When we will give him the money, he will just wave it before his gods and goddesses.
当我们给他一些钱的时候，他就把这个钱在他以前所拜的那个神面前来摇一摇。
And then we'll talk to him.
然后这个时候我们再借着这个跟他继续交谈。
Once we were there, a man came and gave him the bouquet of, not the bouquet, arrangement of flowers.
然后在我们有一次交谈的时候，旁边一个人过来就把一个花篮送给他。
Regular basis, every day somebody will deliver it for his purpose to offer it or decorate those statues and pictures of their gods.
哦，原来这个是他可能每天都在做的，就是来献花给他所拜的那些偶像。
And many, many different ways we preached the gospel to him, and finally he expresses desire to come and visit us to at our apartment, our flat.
然后在许多次之后，最后这个人他同意了到我们住的地方来跟我们来聊一聊。
And he believed in the Lord.
这个时候他就信主了。
And we took a phone with Indian number and also the WhatsApp, and so we are in touch with them and still doing the follow-up work.
一直到今天我们是借着那个 WhatsApp 软件在那个网上一直跟他来做跟进的工作。
This slide is far away from Daisy's hometown, all the way in the Himalayas, northern part of India.
那这个教会大家看到的是在靠近喜马拉雅的印度的北方，离 Daisy 的家乡其实很远了。
One pastor since maybe 15 years come and stays with us in Houston, every other year he will visit.
从15年前开始这个教会的那个牧师呢，就大概每两年都会来休斯顿跟我们住在一起。
He himself is a Hindu convert man.
他自己也是从印度教里面来信主的。
Maybe 1 year younger than me.
也许比我年轻一岁左右。
He is from the south, and at the age of 20, Lord called him to go all the way in the northern part of India.
那他在年轻二十岁的时候信主，那时候在印度的南方，神就呼召他，他就从南方一直到印度的北方去做神的工作。
Some of you know him, you have met him.
甚至我们中间有些人你们认识他，因为你们见过他。
So we had a burden to go there and visit him.
然后我们就有这个负担到那里去探望他。
And it was impossible for us.
对我们来讲其实是不可能的。
If we go by train, it may take 2 days train journey.
如果你坐火车的话，是两天的路程。
And then maybe 4-5 hours by car.
然后还要再转车，再坐4-5个小时。
This place is 5,000 meters above the sea level.
那这个地方是在那个海拔5000多米的山上。
And he has this ministry since 30 plus years.
然后他在那里的服事已经有超过30年。
So we had opportunity to preach the gospel and preach the word of God.
然后在那里我们就有机会来传福音，也把神来传讲。
I want to draw your attention to one more scripture portion before we go further.
当我们继续之前，我想跟大家再来分享，把我们的注意力放在下面有一个章节。
Would you please turn with me to Acts of the Apostles, chapter 16?
让我们来看《使徒行传》的第16章。
We will read only because of time's sake only the verse 18.
因为时间关系，我们只读第18节。
And this did she many days, but Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, "I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her." And he came out the same hour.
他一连多日这样喊叫，保罗就心中厌烦，转身对那鬼说，我奉耶稣基督的名吩咐你从他身上出来，那鬼当时就出来了。
Wherever and whenever we started talking about Lord Jesus and lifting the name of Lord Jesus, demonic forces were actively provoked.
当每一次我们来传福音来高举神的名的时候，在那里传讲的同时，撒旦的势力就在那里来反抗。
And started manifesting in a weird way.
而且是在非常奇奇怪怪的方式里面。
For us it is a weird way, but in India, in third world countries, it is a natural way of the demonic spirits to manifest.
在印度那里第三世界跟我们这里不一样，在那里撒旦的这些奇奇怪怪势力的体现是非常的正常的。
So here we see in this scripture portion that this girl had this gift of telling the future in advance.
那在这里面我们刚才读到的这个使女呢，她有特别的有一个能力，就可以用法术。
And loudly she started proclaiming for many days, oh, they are the servants of the Most High God.
然后在那里有许多日，这个使女就跟着保罗说，他们是至高神的仆人，在那里传神的话。
Paul was fed up and says, get out of her.
然后呢，保罗就心中厌烦，对那鬼说，从他身上出来。
Everywhere we went, this kind of things happened.
其实带我们去的每一个地方，这样的事情都在发生。
In that small church, as we saw in northern part of India, there came many for the prayers.
在那个刚才我们所看到的这个北方的这个教会里面，有许多方式的祷告。
And as we were praying for each one of them,
当我们为这多人来祷告的时候
，one brother was pushing other brother to come forward.
一个弟兄就推另外一个弟兄，让他站到前面来。
And he was hesitant; he don't want to come in the front.
然后这个被推的人呢，就非常的犹豫，他不想走到前面来。
But finally, his brother could convince him, and he was in front of me, standing in front of me.
然后呢，他的这个兄弟呢，就最后还是让他可以站到我的面前。
And as usual, Lord started ministering unto him, and I prayed for him.
就像平时一样，那神就向着他来传讲，而且呢，借着我为他来祷告。
And all of a sudden, I started smelling a bad odor coming directly from him.
然后突然间，我就闻到一个非常 臭的味道从他身上向着我传过来。
And then I had to open my eyes.
那个时候我在祷告的时候就要睁开我的眼。
And I looked around and I looked outside the window whether there is some thing there which is stinking so bad.
然后我就来四周看一看是不是从窗户外面有这个臭的气味传进来。
But I found nothing. A young couple was walking by there.
然后我没有看到什么，外面是有人走来走去而已。
And then I realized this is the evil spirits manifesting because the presence of the Lord is here.
然后我就意识到这个是邪灵在那里彰显，因为那里也有神的同在。
And exactly the same way as Paul did, Lord told me to do it, and this young man, maybe 25 years old, ran away wildly from this sanctuary, from this gathering place.
然后就像当时保罗所经历的一样，然后我心里面就像保罗一样说要就是说要从他身上出去。然后这个大概25岁的年轻人就从我们中间跑到外面去。
This gathering place was on the third floor. The pastor lives on the second, and the ground floor was given for rent.
然后这个聚会的地方，三楼是牧师所住的，二楼是聚会的地方。那下面底层呢，是给租给其他人的。
After the meeting, I felt, oh, I would not have done that.
然后在这个聚会之后，我就在想，是我所做的吗
？And Daisy was of the same opinion.
然后 Daisy 感受也是一样。
But the pastor came and some other sisters came and says, "No, no, no, that was needed. You have done the right thing." He has been delivered from this evil spirits.
然后在这个会后，牧师跟其他弟兄姐妹就来跟我讲说，你做了对的事情，因为这个年轻人是从那个捆绑里面其实得了释放了。
And still we had some doubts and fears about that.
然后我们其实心里面还是有一些疑惑，跟困惑跟恐惧。
After the meeting, when we came down, the same very young man came with big smile on his face and greeted us.
然后当我们从楼上下到楼下的时候，就是刚才提到的那个年轻人，脸上带着那个喜乐的微笑过来，来迎接我们。
Next picture, if you please.
那下面一张照片。
Here, if we can see that picture,
如果我们找得到的话。
Another place, As I was sharing the word of God, two ladies started manifesting.
然后在另外一个地方，我们
传福音。This is the one. This tall lady, after the meeting was over, started weeping loudly, weeping and weeping and weeping, cannot control herself, and wept and wept and wept.
嗯。在另外一个地方就有两个姐妹，也是在这样的情形里面。那照片里面这个长得比较高的这个妇女，她呢就在聚会之后停不住的在那里哭泣。
And when we inquired about that, others told us that when she comes in the presence of the Lord, she is from Hindu background, and the evil spirits will manifest in the same manner.
然后别人就告诉我们，他是一个印度教徒。每一次他到神的同在之中的时候，那个邪灵就在他身上有一些彰显。
And she insisted that she wanted to take a picture with us.
然后这是他自己请求我们跟他一起照一张相。
And we prayed for her, and she was delivered.
然后我们为他祷告之后，他就被解救了。
Next slide, please.
下面一张。
You can see Daisy's mom also in there.
哦，刚才在左边那个就是 Daisy 的母亲。
Another lady.A very short lady.
另外一个妇人是很矮的妇人。
They all are coming from Hindu background.
他们都是印度教的背景。
And as I was sitting as a guest speaker, songs were going on, and she started manifesting.
然后当我在那里准备就是作为邀请的讲员，准备开始讲的时候，唱诗的时候，在她身上就有邪灵显出来。
The pulpit was blocking my view.And I could not see her entirely, but I could see her half of the body being dragged, sucked up by something.
然后我虽然被讲台挡住，不能看到她的全人，但我却看到有一个人，就是她的一半的身子好像被一个东西扯住，要往一个方向一样。
And she will flip her hands like this.
然后她就手是这样，要把那个东西好像赶走。
And her feet were going like this.
然后她的脚就这么来踏。
And three, four times. she was sucked up like, like this.
然后有三四次的时间
ground, she was on her back like this.
她其实在地上在就是被躺在地上，但是那个力量就把她从地上一次一次的往前吸。
So in India, this is obvious. This is all the time.The evil spirits, and especially those who are possessed with it, they will start manifesting.
在印度这个其实是比较常见的，因为邪灵经常在那里这样的来显出来。
And then she got, as we prayed, she got delivered.
然后当我们为她祷告的时候，她也得了解救。
And we had a small video clip, but no need of showing that.
那下面的视频可能我们就不放了。
Next, please.
下面。
Yeah, this is again, yeah. Play that video.
我们还是放一点点。
Anyway. Click play. No.
It cannot play somehow.
Cannot play. Okay, that's fine. In this, I wanted to draw your attention to a young boy, maybe 7-year-old or 6-year-old boy, playing the congo, the bongo rather, in the church.
那我下面要提到的这个就是一个7岁的孩子，他在教会里面是打那个鼓的。
And that was just blessing my heart so much.
那这个真的是让我的心里面得了祝福。
Another video, okay, whatever video comes, I think we'll talk about it. Yeah, next, then next, then next.
那我们继续往下。
Next. Yes, stay there. This is another in the same meeting place in the northern India. This lady was praying so powerfully. And she was just behind me.
然后就在北方的这个教会里面，这个妇女呢，她的祷告非常的大能，她就在我背后祷告。
And I flipped my camera and recorded a little bit of it.
然后我就把我的相机稍微偏一偏，记录了一下。
Next, please.
下面。
Double click. We missed it. No, not previous one.
前面的。
Niche, not down.
那还是。No,
not down.
还是下面这个。
Yes, double click.
能不能
It's not coming up. Anyway, but in that you can see this lady having no fingers.
然后在刚才我想给大家看的就是这个妇女她是没有手指的。
She had leprosy.
她是有那个大麻风的。
Where this pastor works, he works among 2 lepers colonies.
原来这个牧师他所服侍的地方是在两个大麻风聚集区的那里。
One colony has all the lepers who are healed.
在其中的一个聚集地里面，那些大麻风人都得了医治。
And the other one, still they have leprosy.
然后在另外一个地方，那个大麻风还在传播。
And we have been working with this pastor since more than 15 years.
然后我们与这个牧师已经大概有15年的交往了，一起同工。
Some more testimonies. This is one of my professor colleague who died 2 years back.
还有许多的见证。那大家现在看到的其实是我以前做教授的一个同事在2年前过世的。
And the last year, his son died.
在去年他的儿子也去世了。
I was working with this professor 32 years back in the college.
在32年前在大学的里面我跟这个教授在一起。
And this time Lord made it possible for me to get their contacts.Contact information, the phone numbers.
Okay. 然后神就让我以后有机会得着他的联络方式了。
And I could visit, me and Daisy could visit 3 professor colleagues.
然后我跟 Daisy 就去探望了三个当时做教授的同事。
And the way in which they welcomed us was so great and grand.
然后他们欢迎我们是非常的热情。
And so that obliged us.To give the greatest gospel truth to them.
那这样的热情也让我们心里面想把最好的给他们，那就是把福音传给他们。
Next slide, please.
下面一张。
This is his son who just died last year.
这就是那个教授的儿子，去年刚去世的。
Next, please. Yeah. Yeah. This is the. I want to talk about the provision. I'm going haphazardly though, but when we ran out of the ammunition, which is like the books and the Bibles and the New Testaments.
那我想讲的就是神的预备。当我们有的时候想要送给人的那些圣经啊，或者那些书籍已经都送完了之后，
Lord came up with His provision for us.
然后神就以他的预备来供应我们。
This is a Hindu convert man.
这也是从印度教转成的信徒。
Two years back, we met in one Hindi group.
在两年前我们是在一个印度教的团体里面遇见他。
And as we visited, he himself with his hands cooked for us because his wife could not.
然后当我们 那时候遇见的时候，他亲手给我们来做一些这些食物，因为他的妻子那时候不能。
And we met his son for the first time just day before yesterday in US.
那我们跟他的儿子是刚刚在两天前认识。
He'd been used in the jails, prison homes, prison houses in India, very mightily.
然后这个儿子就在那个印度，在监狱里面被神使用，大大的使用。
So when we told them that we have run out of the material to give out and we are on the trip, long trip, they came up with a lot of New Testaments and most of them were nicely wrapped to give it to the prisoners.
然后当我们告诉他们，就说我们还要到印度有一个很长的旅程，但我们带的书已经都送完的时候，那这个在监狱里面传福音的这个儿子就给我们许多新约的圣经，都是非常好的包装，因为是送给那个监狱里的囚犯预备的。
And so in a very timely manner, Lord provided it.
所以在非常及时的时候，神为我们预备了。
Next slide, please.
下面一张。
We have several websites for different groups of people.
那我们有几个网站是针对不同的团体。
We worked among Hindus, but also we never overlooked the Muslims.
我们是在印度教徒里面来传福音，但我们从来没有忽视那些穆斯林教徒。
This is one of our websites, which is called Gawahi.org. Gawahi means testimony. In Urdu also, it pronounced the same.
在其中一个网站就是这个 Gawahi, 它的意思就是见证的意思。
And to Muslims, we minister unto them using this website.
然后对着穆斯林来讲，我们就使用这个网站向他们传
递。One of our rickshaw driver was a Muslim guy.
有一次给我们开车的司机就是穆斯林。
He was a blessing to us, and we blessed him with the Lord.
他是我们的祝福，那我们也在主里面来祝福了他。
Next slide, please.
下面
yeah. So that video clip is on the day of Diwali. Yeah.
那这个是在 Diwali 这个地方。
And we befriend many, many Hindus on the day of their festival.
在他们那个节日的时候，我们与许多这个印度教徒来做朋友。
And we just participate in those fireworks and other things.
那我们就在他们的焰火里面跟他们一起
来庆祝。And then we shared the gospel.
然后传福音。
We had opportunity to go into one big group of believers.
那我们也有机会去到一大群的信主的人的里面。
They arranged the gospel meeting among the Hindus.
然后他们安排了在印度教徒里面的这个福音聚会。
There was a big society with many houses.
那在那里有许多的家。
And,
许多的房子。
And there with the floodlights and a very good PA system, we could preach the gospel and some received the Lord.
然后在那里那个聚会里面有很好的灯光还有音响。那我们分享的时候有很多人
信主。Can you go to that man, the bald-headed man?This was Daisy.
这个也是 Daisy 姐妹在其中。
Yes. Do you see any resemblance of this man with someone we know?
你看到他是不是觉得他很像另外一个人呢？
Yes. How many of you? Raise your hands. Actually, we were on the Delhi airport. So many things are there, but for the time, we were sitting on the Delhi airport and we see this man with his wife and very young boy, son.
我们是在德里的那个机场看到他跟他的家人有一个小小的孩子。
And Daisy has been so daring and upfront to share the gospel to many, many, many Hindus during our stay there.
那在我们在印度停留的时候 ，Daisy 姐妹是勇敢的与许多印度教徒来分享福音。
And when he was not there, Daisy started conversation with his wife and gave the gospel in its entirety.
然后到这个人不在的时候呢 ，Daisy 就与他的妻子来分享传福音。
And then when I came back, I said, "How I can share the gospel with this man?"
然后当我又去到那里的时候，我就在想，怎么跟这个丈夫来分享福音呢
？And the Lord says, "Do you think his face is little bit similar to dear brother Dale King?"
然后神就提醒我说，你看这个人，他是不是跟那个Dale 弟兄长得很像
？And quickly, I took out my phone and went on one of our websites where I have treasured the pictures of many, many saints throughout the world who've been partners with us.
然后我就到我的手机里面，因为在我手机里面存了很多亲爱的圣徒，我们一起同工的，世界各地的。
And when I showed him, I said, "Do you think he looks like you, or you look like him?"
然后我就把吊弟兄的照片拿出来说，你觉得你像他吗？他是不是也跟你很像
？And he said.Yes, sure. When I will get old, I will look like him.
然后他就说是啊，当我老的时候，一定跟他很像。
And that's it.
然后这个就是打开了。
We gave the gospel to him, and we could touch his spirit with the truths from the Bible.
然后我们就可以有机会跟他传福音，而且呢，用着这个神的话来摸着他的心，摸着他的灵。
We have maybe 3 to 4 dozen more testimonies like this.
起码还有三四十这样的见证。
But by the grace of the Lord and because of the prayers support of His people, we could accomplish so much.
借着神的恩典，也借着这么多信徒的扶持的祷告，我们可以在那边成就许多的事。
Great dangers came in front of us.
在极大的危险来到我们的面前。
Fear of great persecution was there. Even here, people started receiving the news that we have been arrested.
而且我们也有那个在逼迫里面所受到的那些所带来的惧怕，甚至这边弟兄姐妹可能听到我们因为传福音而被抓。
I don't have time to show some other pictures and videos where how bad is the persecution in India is.
那我没有这个照片今天可以跟大家来分享了，但是在那边有极大的逼迫，当你传福音的时候。
So me and Daisy, we thank you all so very much, and we thank the Lord from the bottom of our hearts for giving us the opportunity.
那 Daisy 和我很感谢大家的扶持，而且呢也感谢神给我们这样的机会。
In the end, I have a prayer request.
在最后我有一个祷告请求。
While we were in India, Lord started pressing upon our heart that next trip should be to Nepal.
因为在印度的时候，神给我们心里面有一个负担，就是我们如果再去宣教的话，应该是在尼泊尔。
Nepal is the only officially Hindu country in the world.
那尼泊尔是唯一一个以印度教是那以为国教的国家。
On 19th of this month, we'll be traveling to Nepal.
那在这个月的19号，我们就会去尼泊尔。
For several months, we'll be there, and then we will also go to India.
那在那里我们会有几个月的时间，可能在其中也会再去印度。
Please continue praying for us.
请大家继续的为我们祷告。
Let us have a word of prayer.
让我们有一个祷告。
Dear Lord, we give thee thanks and praise.
亲爱的主啊，我们把赞美跟感谢归给你。
For you have called each and every one of us.
因为你已经呼召了我们中间的每一位。
Lord, harvest is plentiful.
主啊，庄稼已经熟了。
But the laborers are few.
但是做工的人却少。
Count us worthy and give us the opportunity to be one of those laborers.
请你 帮我们做成，让我们成为那配得的，来做成你的功。
We give thee glory, honor, and praise.
把尊贵荣耀都来归给你。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.